Welcome to Church Media HQ. I'm Church Media HQ contributor Jeremy Linnentine. And as we begin this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. Our podcast is available on both Apple and Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify and many other platforms. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you happen to be watching on YouTube or Facebook, take a moment to like this video, which helps the content get seen by other church leaders like yourself. Lastly, you'd be truly awesome if you could leave us a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback. And by rating and reviewing, you're again going to help other church leaders like yourself discover this valuable content. Now let's get ready for today's conversation with myself and the creator of Church Media HQ, Luke Clayton.
Well, Jeremy, you are a regular officially as of now, in terms of coming on Church Media HQ. In fact, you just did, I believe we just heard your first ever intro of Church Media HQ. I think it's really up to our producer, Bo, whether it makes the cut or not. But I know you at least recorded one. I loved it. So I hope that's what everybody heard out there was Jeremy introducing Church Media HQ in this week's episode. But hey, how are things going?
Yeah, things are going really good. You know, it feels great to move from guest to contributor. So, I mean, I'll take it. But no, things are going good here. And church world, man, we're into spring and, you know, Easter events. And then pretty soon it's camp and summer stuff. So, but yeah, things are going good out here. Weather's up, restrictions are down. So, man, we're looking forward to just going all out. So,
nice. Okay, yeah. So real quick, your restrictions. I'm just curious. I mean, are you guys, because you guys were pretty strict there for a while. I know that. So how are things loosening up pretty good in terms of the COVID restrictions?
Yeah, we were almost as strict, and in some cases as strict as like a New York or New Jersey or California statewide. So, I mean, it was really strict. But just yesterday, they moved it again to being like 50% for restaurants, and like bowling is coming back, indoor stuff. So most things are back. It's kind of funny. I don't think restaurants really, especially like drive-through restaurants, are really ready to have people back in their stores yet. So it's probably easier for them to not have to worry about that. And they still make as much business. But yeah, it finally feels open, you know, for the first time probably since we've gone through this for us. So good things for sure.
No, that's good. Yeah. I guess you don't consider, you know, you hear about the California, New York, you know, Michigan made quite a buzz, but those smaller states, or I should say lower populated states, I guess like a New Mexico, don't really make the news as much because it's not affecting, you know, as much people as those big states. But yeah, it's still, you still don't want to be in it. So anyways, well, cool. Good to know things are kind of normalizing to some extent there. I refuse to use the term get back to normal because that's not really happening. I really don't believe it. So normalizing, it's like when you bring a kid home, you know, your life never gets back to normal after you have a kid. It just normalizes. It just becomes your expected normal. And so anyways, that's kind of where we're at now. Well, Jeremy, we're taking things a little bit of a different approach today, and you are kind of more or less leading our conversation. So I'm going to let you more or less take it from here.
All right. Yeah. So as we come into, you know, this season, as I said, for us, man, Easter's coming up. You did a lot of really good resources, Luke, on Easter and kind of how your church should lay that out and planning leading up to Easter. So if people want to go back and listen to those episodes, I highly recommend them. I've listened to them as well. But we did kind of want to talk to you just about meeting and your church needs from the media side of things. You know, there's basically two approaches, and I'll ask Luke about this, kind of what his experience has been in working with churches. But if you're a small to mid-sized church, you know, you're in that struggle of, you know, your staffing is scarce. It might just be you, or it might just be, you know, two, three, a small handful of people. And so there's a lot of things to do. And so basically you have one of two approaches let's call it three approaches. Basically, you can do everything yourself as far as your media needs are concerned. And some churches do that. Less and less are doing that. And we're seeing this trend. We'll touch on this. Even startups, Luke, come out with some really great media, even though they're just launching, obviously. They have a handful or no people yet, but their media looks really good. So you can try to do everything yourself, or you can get some type of subscription, right, and try to do some of it yourself and some of it subscription, or you can outsource and get it off of your plate. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about, is sort of knowing where you are and what stage you should try to be getting to, right? So Luke, and you talking to a lot of different church leaders and stuff, what are the disadvantages of someone who's trying to just do everything themselves, right? They're the door knocker, they're preaching, they're counseling with people, and oh, by the way, they're creating all of the social media slides, content, events, videos that they might have, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so like you said, there's really two, and you kind of mentioned a third approach, but it really boils down to just really at the very core of it, you're either going to do it yourself, or you're going to delegate it to someone else. And then it even, you know, kind of, if you will, it kind of just, kind of goes out from there in terms of, well, how are you going to delegate it? Are you going to, have someone in-house do it, have a volunteer do it? Are you going to hire someone specifically to do that, you know, the job of media or whatever it may be? So, there's all these different approaches, or there's, like I said, all these, what seems like different approaches, but really it comes down to two. Are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to delegate it? And like you said, Jeremy, there's these resources and stuff where you can get templates and stuff, and all that's great. And I really do think there's a place for that where it can really be useful. But ultimately, what it comes down, and I think really not to dive head on into the kind of philosophy of the matter, but it just comes down to what is important to you as far as, you know, your church. And then what is important to you? I'm talking to maybe someone who's more of a lead pastor position. What is important to you in terms of your time and how you invest that? And I think we would not argue, as we've talked about on here before, you know, obviously, all of all the different responsibilities of a lead pastor in particular, they're, you know, one of the greatest things that they have to do is stand at least once a week and sometimes more, and preach and deliver a sermon, a message that's going to impact lives and, you know, ultimately preach the gospel. So when you look at it from that perspective, like I said, I kind of dove into the philosophy of it, you know, real quick there. But when you think about it from that perspective and you really say, okay, far as me personally, what's more important, that I make my, you know, that I make a, or write a sermon, preach a sermon, put the time into it necessary to make it effective, or that I do, you know, my design, my video, or any share of administrative type of tasks. So, in my experience, what I see is that is people not really taking that approach. They don't really think of it from that way. Really what they're thinking about is there's several different kind of these limitations and factors that they're thinking of. We can dive into those as we go along here that they're a little more specific, but, so that's what I've seen, and kind of echoing a little bit of what you just started there. So, but you've got to do something when it comes to circling back to your creative, your media. You've got to do something, and you've got to do something as far as that's going to stand out and that's going to be visually, both appealing from a visual perspective, but as well as a messaging perspective. And that's something that is so often missed by church leaders out there.
Let's start with something I think that we can all agree on. Do you think today that people are expecting good media and graphics and things, even from a smaller church?
Yeah, I would say they are expecting it from any organization that wants to be effective, impactful. And because here's the thing, here's what I like to do from time to time. I like to take a step back, just so church leaders don't think I'm picking on them exclusively. I like to take a step back and I like to think about just businesses, companies, organizations in general. If you are going to do something as small as, let's say, try a new let's say, try a new restaurant, or maybe something more specifically would be maybe buy a new product. So you go online, you hear about something, you know, that you're going to buy. Most likely, you're going to, part of your research in that is going to be checking out its website. You're going to go to the website. You're going to dive into the details. Now, you know, yeah, if you buy something from Amazon, a lot of times you're just going to read the description and whatnot. But if it's truly like a new product that you've unheard of, maybe something that's a little bit more expensive, that's going to be more of an investment, you're going to look at the website. You're going to look at, you know, the different promotional, you know, items about that product. And you, if it doesn't, if their website is, you know, if any, you know, we're talking about the website specifically, if there's any variety of factors that are quote unquote wrong with that website, it looks bad, even if there's things like typos, if you know, maybe it takes a long time to load, these are all going to be factors that are going to kind of, if you will, they're going to be votes cast against that product in your mind. And so when we, again, now let's dive back into the church world, that's what people think about when it comes to, and I'm talking about websites specifically, yeah, that's a big one, but really all of your promotional, creative media, communication materials in general, whether it be print, digital, you know, doesn't matter what it is. Yeah, I think it's important. It doesn't matter what your size of church, like you said, you talk about churches just starting. If your church is just starting, yeah, I would say especially it matters then, because you're brand new to this community. You've got to make an impression on them. So yeah, it is completely 100% essential. And I don't think there's a lot of people that would fight us on that that sentiment anymore.
Right. And you know what's interesting? You brought up websites, and I was going to say this as well. About 5 months ago or so, we were taking a family vacation, going to a city I had been to before. The church that I normally would go to, though, in just passing through, I know was no longer there. So I needed to find a church to go to. So, you know, for myself, I was looking up, and I was looking for two things. I was looking for, you know, their availability and then also their beliefs, right? But also, as I was going through, I noticed myself being attracted to the ones that had nicer websites, because it would stand to reason that if they care about their website, and that they, you know, might care more about their services, put more into it, put a little bit in there more for my kids, which they enjoy going to church. They enjoy the kids' ministries we have here, so they'd enjoy the kids' ministry somewhere else. But for someone just passing, like let's just say someone in the community, Luke, they don't know really what to look for, maybe in beliefs, right? I look for three or four things. Okay, all right, I think I could go to that church. They might not look for the, you know to look for the same things. So really, people are going to be drawn to a website that's nicer, thinking that that represents, and a lot of times it does represent, it represents your church as a whole. Just do you do things with professionalism, right, and class and attention, and everyone wants to go somewhere. So I think it's true all around, whether we're talking business world or we're talking about church world. That people initially, when they just have two choices, don't know much about either, they're going to go with the one that looks like they put more time and effort into a website. Is that kind of what you think as well?
Yeah, and that's a great way of putting it. Another thing to consider is that, yeah, the amount of care that you put into, we're using websites specifically, but your website or your, you know, materials in general is going to communicate how much you care about other aspects, because it doesn't matter whether people, you know, really think this or not, whether they're thinking it, you know, truly consciously, or if it's just more subliminal, people are thinking just that. When they see a website that is out of date or ugly, or, you know, maybe even this, maybe they just drive by your church and your church has some type of a sign or a banner that's, you know, worn down or just has a unappealing type of design, they're going to think, okay, well, that church is, you know, I think we all can think in the back of, or we could kind of bring back a memory. I know I can, maybe I'm just more judgmental, but of these churches in specific, particularly that I've driven by, I'm thinking of one that's, not in, it's actually in the city that, or in the town that my grandpa lives, and it's in Alabama. So small town. I've driven by that church. I drive by it every time I go to visit my grandpa, and there's just, it's just in my mind forever. It is cemented as, I don't mean to be offensive, but a podunk church. That's what I think. And I don't say that from the angle of, like, just because it's small. It is a small church. There's nothing wrong with a small church. But it's just always, it hasn't, the facilities haven't appeared to have been updated in the 20 years that I've been traveling to and from there. The certain aspect, like I said, when it comes to the signage and things that you could just see on the outside, and it doesn't appear to have been updated in years. If you visited their website, it's very, just kind of, again, just out of date. And so, I think there's always that church, and I try to be very, I guess, if you will, a little bit more compassionate, you know, because this is what I do and I understand, and I'm, you know, being someone who is a Christian, I'm always try to take the mentality of, no, I'm for that church because they're preaching the gospel, and, you know, I don't want to think ill of them. But you got to understand, your community that's unchurched, they don't care. They don't think that way. There's no level of sympathy or compassion towards something. Yeah, grace. I mean, there's not. I mean, they drive by it, and if it does not make a good impression on them, then that is just what's going to be their perspective and their perception. And in this case, the perception is the reality. You have to, even though it may not be reality in truth and in what you know, to what they know, their perception is their reality, and they're going to live in that.
That's really true. Yeah, so I guess the we'll say the downsides is that people expect better media, sharper, no matter kind of what size your church is. People might be a little bit more judgmental because so many people really have good media, no matter what their size is, right? So those would be downsides. But I think one thing to highlight, and this can go back to valuing your time, is that, you know, there's not too many jobs, if you look at the church, that you can outsource in a part-time type of way. Here's what I mean, is like, it's rare that you can say, okay, all right, I want you to be an assistant pastor at our church, but only for 3 hours a week, you know? And then much less that guy who's an assistant pastor for 3 hours a week lives in another state from you, okay?
Yeah.
But with media, it is something that you can farm out, and farm out no matter what the distance is anymore, thanks to technology, and then also no matter how much time you need from them. And so the thing I want to segue to is, because Luke, this is what you do, and obviously a Church Media HQ is you know, your company, but one of the things I appreciate you about you, all the conversations I've had with you, I've heard you say it many, many times, is, look, if you don't get any service from us, that's okay, but just get it from somewhere. I want to help you to, you know, take your church's media to the next level. And if you work with us, great, but work with somebody, because as you always say, number one, your time is valuable, right? And you're probably not the best person that could be doing this. But secondly, it is important that people from the community, people inside your church, you know, have a good representation of you, because you're doing things, you know, in a professional manner and everything. So, you know, with that, Luke, I would just, if you could just talk to this, you know, why is it so valuable, right, to have someone who's looking after your media, and that's what they do? Not that they've got 50 other things going on like the pastor does or like the assistant pastor does, but someone who's, that's what their focus and their sole kind of directive is.
Well, it's the same reason that, let's think about your legal needs. And legal needs is one of those things you don't want to you don't have unless it's usually in an emergency or a bad situation. Unless you are qualified, like truly qualified, like you have a you've studied law or whatever, you're very unlikely to, if your church were to come in some type of legal situation, you're very unlikely to represent yourself in court. You're going to hire an attorney, and there's Christian attorneys out there. Thank the Lord for them. But that's what you're going to do. You're going to hire a specialist to handle it. Now, that's an extreme situation. But the reason you're hiring that attorney is because they have knowledge and experience in the field to where they're going to ensure or give you much better chance of you having a favorable resort or result rather of whatever the situation may be, that it's going to go in your favor. And you know, if it's a lawsuit, you're not going to have to pay out a lot, or you're going to get a good settlement or whatever. I mean, and I, like I said, this is all like worst case scenario, bad stuff. I get that. And so, so to scale it back a little bit, this is where when it comes to media is one of those specialty services, and it's not something that you need only in an emergency. It's something that you truly need every week, you know, because you're having church every week, and it's such a huge part of it's such a crucial part of the experience of those attending your church or those driving by your church or in your community, because it enhances the visual aspect of things. It literally is, the pastor that I used to work with used to always say, it is you're the face. That's the face of your church. It's what people visually are going to come to know as your church. You know, I would say in many cases, they're going to visually, something like a logo is going to be more remembered than maybe something like a building in the minds of people. Now, some people have, you know, some churches have really distinct buildings, and so that might be what sticks out to people. But in many cases, you know, churches that meet in storefronts or meet in buildings that don't look like, you know, traditional church buildings, you know, that logo and that visual brand is what's going to stick with them. And so, and the whole visual experience in general. So, you know, that's such an important part of your church. And like we've already said, I think we've made it clear, we've made our case for the reason that it's crucial to the experience and to your church. It doesn't need to be something that you just say, I'm going to try to do it myself, or I'm going to, or another thing I often see is, well, this guy over here has a MacBook, and let's make him the designer, you know, or he's got a camera, he'll be a good videographer. And you might get lucky sometimes, and some people, they do grow into that position. But, you know, overall, you want somebody who knows what they're doing, who's knowledgeable, who's experienced. So, you know, and you got to think too also about, like I said, going back to, you know, a pastor specifically, what's your time best spent doing? Is it, you know, you're going to spend, I guarantee you that, you know, as a pastor, you've probably spent what you thought would be take you just a few minutes wound up taking you several hours, you know, to do something in Photoshop or to make a, make what you thought would be a quick video. And I guarantee you, had you hired a professional, an expert to do that, not only would you have saved all that time, but that person would have been able to do it in a fraction of the time because they know what they're doing and they're fast and they're efficient at it.
Right. So personal experience here for me, I am the guy who just had a MacBook. And in the case of my church, the church had bought me the MacBook. So it was like, oh, hey, you could also probably do some of this media stuff for us. But that's what I found right away, is that I would spend, you know, you're either a perfectionist about it or you're not. But I would spend a couple of hours putting together something, and they'd show it on Sunday, or it would go out on social media or whatever. And I still really wouldn't like it, just because I knew, man, the quality is not, yeah, it works. It works for sure. But it's not what I think it could be. So in the last 2 years, through working with you, and like you said, it doesn't have to be you, but it be, you probably just should be working with somebody. But man, it saved me personally. I was figuring it up the other day, about 10 to 15 hours a month in what I was putting into, in my opinion, decent media. But not like the return we're seeing on it now. And it frees up all this time for, and I use that time now to, you know, make contacts with people, right? And that's what we're supposed to be doing, what we'd like to do. It's what I wanted to get into ministry for, is to have contacts with people. And so it's been a huge, you know, blessing. It's been a big lifesaver. Not only has the media taken a step up, but also my time having it back, it's so great to be able to just focus on doing the events that we need to do, helping out pastor with what he needs to be able to do, and contacting people. And there was a lot of contacting people to do, you know, throughout 2020 because of COVID and all of this stuff. So I've really enjoyed, and firsthand, you know, we went through the first, you know, 30 years, but of me working here, the first 7 years of me working here, just kind of just piecing it together, and, oh, could this person do that? And, or I could do it. We were always running late. You know, I felt like we weren't working ahead on anything. And again, the product we were putting out, wasn't great. It worked, but it wasn't great. So it's just been, it's been huge, you know, being able to pass that off and it just work so much farther out. You know, I've got back something yesterday that's for a sermon series in June. You know, it's 4 months out, but 5 months out. I know we have it though. We're ready to go, and I feel good about it. And it's incredible to be able to do that. So let's talk about this, Luke. You have obviously a lot of different offerings that you do through Church Media HQ. But if you could just tell us, what exactly is Church Media HQ Premium? Maybe for someone who is not constantly in it and maybe reading all of your email updates or whatever, if you could just let us know, what's Church Media HQ Premium?
Yeah, so actually, before I answer the question about what is Church Media HQ Premium, obviously premium, that implies, yes, there's a price tag on it, and we'll get to that. But I do want to emphasize this. You know, we if you're watching or listening, you know, you hear about, you know, you hear from me every week, at least by way of the podcast, YouTube, or however you're choosing to consume the content. You know, me and Jeremy, we talk about this. We don't try to make this show here all about promoting our stuff. In fact, I very often forget to say anything. It's not that I forget, it's just not the purpose. You know, the purpose of these episodes, by and large, is not to just promote our stuff and get you to buy our stuff. But I do think it's worth mentioning that Church Media HQ is much more than just a podcast and a YouTube channel, although that's a huge part of what we do. We're also just a resource for churches. So something we've been doing now for over a year is providing free graphics and content, creative content, videos, and things like that to churches. So if you're listening, all you gotta do is head over to churchmediahq.com right now. At the time of recording this, and probably at the time if you're listening to this shortly after it's released, it's featuring our Easter content, which we'll get to that in a moment. If you go over there, you'll be able to access, you're always able to find a place where you can download free graphics, first of all. So that's the first thing. And then we also offer free coaching and consultation, whatever you want to call it, where you can actually jump into an interactive session with oftentimes it's with me, sometimes it's with other team members, but most of the time it is actually with me because it's something I prioritize, I love to do. And we can just talk about your needs specifically, and you know, you can just kind of get some insight again from those who have been doing it and love it. I mean, this is something I've been doing for, you know, 10 years now. It's something I love to do. And one of the things I love doing, that's why I, you know, it's one of the reasons me and Jeremy have such a great relationship, is because I just love talking about this stuff. And I love helping churches with it. So before we dive into any of the paid stuff, that is all available for free. So, you know, like I said, we're putting out this content. You can get some of these graphics and videos for free. And you can even have these coaching sessions completely free as well. So that's a big part. I wanted to kind of make that clear. We're not, even though, yeah, we're about to talk about some of the premium offerings here. Like Jeremy, going back to what you said, Jeremy, yeah, we're a big believer in, I still want to help, even if you can't afford it or it's not for you. And that's why the free stuff exists. And that's why the free stuff will always be it has been and always will be such a huge priority. Before we dive into premium, I want to talk about that. Make sure we understand that, hey, even if you're not into the, you know, premium, there is more than enough free stuff to really help. And that's the goal. The goal is, it's a Church Media HQ, is that we're a headquarters, we're a central hub for you to come and get this help, these resources, so that you can have good media.
Absolutely. It's laid out beautifully because, one of the things I do appreciate about you is you don't sell yourself. You're just, I mean, you really are about helping churches. But for the first year, probably year and a half that you and me were talking, that's what I was doing. I was just going to your website and downloading the free stuff. And I'm on there right now. It's got, you know, you got the free Easter social images that, you know, by just putting in your email there. And they're great images. They look sharp and they're ready to go for Easter. And honestly, it's probably better than what you've got ready to roll out for Easter. Because if you're like I wasn't thinking about Easter that far in advance. And what I could make wasn't as good as what was already sitting there, you know, for free. Just to have something to promote is so big, as you know. in church or in anything, just having an event and being able to promote that event. You can have a great event, have a great sermon, great choir, whatever you've got going on that day. But if people don't know about it, you know, in your community, people that could be in person or watching you online in this case, you know, you're really missing out on a great opportunity. So that's very true. There's a lot of really good stuff out there, and everybody should go over there. And if you're not already using someone, go over there and at least check out the free social graphics that they have, free graphics for your church, because it's good. They got a variety, and it's very helpful for sure.
Yeah, and so yeah, that I wanted to say that because before we talk about the premium stuff, you know, I wanted to make it clear that, you know, if you don't, and this is probably bad sales tactic actually, but we want to help you even if you can't pay. And that, in fact, I was just talking to a writing back and forth with a pastor the other day who was very interested in the stuff we had for Easter specifically, and but he's at a church of like 40 people, and he was like, you know, this is just something that he said, even though the price is great, we just simply can't afford it. And so we actually were able to, you know, I said, hey, I want to help you anyways. And so we're able to provide even more than maybe what meets the eye in terms of what's advertised as free. So, and anyways, I'm kind of saying all this at the beginning, like I said, kind of bad salesmanship because it's like, well, yeah, just go take the free stuff. But really, that is kind of our mission. That's our heart, is we just want to help whether you can afford it or not. That said, yeah, let's dive into Church Media HQ Premium, and that's we're going to kind of be jumping back and forth and talking about this for the next few episodes.
Sure.
And so Church Media HQ Premium is available, right? You know, you can sign up for it at churchmediahq.com, obviously. And right now it's available at as part of our Easter offering. And we'll, like I said, we'll dive into more details about that here in just a moment. But this is basically our goal. So I think we've made it very clear. The enemy for it is bad media, bad communication, bad creative content. That is just literally, whether you believe it or not, it is the worst possible thing, one of the worst possible things that you can do when it comes to impacting people and molding an impression of your church, is having this stuff not done right. And like I said, we already kind of talked about all the things that could go wrong with it. And so what we're trying to do is provide what we believe to be, and what I've found to be, is the most affordable full service creative solution for churches. And so we want to help you from everything from design, video, web, and printing, kind of in those four major areas. That's always been the four major areas that we focus on. We want to help you in those areas. And with Church Media HQ Premium, you're getting access to, like I said, a bunch of resources as well as customizable services that help you in all of these areas. So in a nutshell, Church Media HQ, it is the, like I said, it's the most affordable full service creative solution for churches. Well, thanks again for joining us right here at Church Media HQ. We've been talking about Church Media HQ as far as what that means beyond just our podcast and YouTube content. We are providing creative content and resources for churches, things like designs, graphics, videos, and even creative coaching. And a lot of this is free, completely free of charge. If you head over to churchmediahq.com, you're going to learn more about these resources that we provide. And if you want a higher level of service and even more, look into Church Media HQ Premium. Church Media HQ Premium is the most affordable full service creative solution for churches. We're going to offer you again a collection of graphics, and including source files and Photoshop files that you can edit yourself. And if for some reason that graphics collection doesn't have what you're looking for, then we're going to even deliver other graphics based and custom tailored to what your requirements and your specifications of what you need. We also include our video series and other video assets as part of the Church Media HQ Premium membership. And we offer priority coaching, which means you are going to be able to get on more coaching calls, get more help that are dedicated to your church specifically and helping you with your needs there. Again, just head over to churchmediahq.com if you are interested in either the free content or the premium content available through Church Media HQ. Well, until next time, I want to remind you, as always, you know what I'm going to say. In fact, you need to be the one saying it back to me. You know what it's time for. It's time that you try something new. Why? Well, because it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.